Remembering D-Day, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump praised the soldiers who stormed Omaha Beach in France on this day, D-Day, 75 years ago.
These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy. The fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people.
D-Day was history's largest air and sea invasion, involving around 160,000 troops on that day itself. The Homeland Security Department's watchdog agency says it found rotting food, moldy and dilapidated bathrooms, and practices that violated standards at immigration detention facilities. There were unannounced visits to four facilities in California and New Jersey between May and November of last year. In Chicago today, R. Kelly pleaded not guilty to 11 additional sex-related charges, including four counts that carry a maximum prison term of 30 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.